Okay, so let us begin. Okay, so we are starting a whole new unit. We are now just going to go, basically, Kisader through the Avos Malacha, and, and just we're going to try to keep it, like, not too involved. So we're trying to do, like, a 2-3 shiurim per Av Malacha, and we'll see how many of the Avos Malacha we get through. Hopefully it'll be quite a lot. Okay. Also, bonus points to whoever can guess what the background is at the end of Shir. So, you know, you do like an image grab and like Google image search, you get like lots of extra points if you can figure it out. All right, so Boneh. Okay, so the first thing that that we really noticed in the process of Boneh, right, is we want to know, basically, let's say, I'll try to break it into two things, right? We want to obviously know what is this malacha, what defines Boneh, and within that, we kind of have two sort of separate points that we want to figure out, right? One is specific to Boneh, which is, what is Boneh, right? If I had to say, like, Boneh in, like, three words, go, right? What would everyone say? That's number one. Number two is, in general, in sort of every malacha, we always have this question of, where's the nexus of the malacha, right? What do we define as, let's say, the most important part of the malacha? So just an example to sort of clarify that is when I talk about a malacha, is the ikar the action that you're doing, what you're doing, how you're doing, or is the ikar what you end up accomplishing, right? I could say a malacha is anytime you accomplish, I don't know, something growing, let's say zoreh, right? Is the malacha putting seeds on the ground, that's the maisa, or the totza of you're doing an action which creates growth in plants, right? That's really one of the big questions. How much is any particular malacha going to have its nexus in the action or in the result, right? And not only in terms of when are you chayiv, but also in terms of, right, what are we going to define things as a malacha, right? In terms of toldos, in terms of, you know, what's part of the av, is it things that are more similar in the action? Is it things that are more similar in the result? Okay? That's like a huge question, and that's going to be true in any malacha, right? Across the board, we want to know, is it how you're doing the action, right? Or things that are similar to this action? Or is it no? It's really a question of, things that create this result, okay? So it's a borer. Right? Is there a specific way of doing borer, right? Or no, right? It's about the end result. So anything that creates the end result is going to be part of the malacha, or anything which has this action is going to be part of the malacha, even if its end result is actually slightly different, okay? One of the important things also that comes out of that is, let's say, when we were talking about grama, so we were arguing, let's say, something like zoreh, even though the end result, which is basically borer, right, is happening ayde grama, right? Because the wind is blowing the chaff away from the grain. Nonetheless, because the action of the malacha is the zoreh, is the throwing it up in the air, which you're doing yourself, right? So you haven't done the malacha be grama, right? The action of the malacha is the maisa. The maisa is throwing it up in the air. Now, if you thought zoreh was a totsa oriented malacha, then it would be much harder to say that, right? Because you're doing the totsa ayde grama. If it's an action-oriented malacha, if the defining feature is that you did this action, then I can tell you, okay, the defining feature is that you did this action, and you did this action, right? Okay, that's that point. Okay, so again, if is it maisa, is it totza-oriented? So, right, is harisha going to be about harisha? Is about you digging a hole, something in the ground, and that really changing, whatever result, or no, it's about whatever the totza of harisha is about. Number two is what is this harisha, right? That's one of the easiest ways of doing it is trying to translate it into English, right? Unfortunately, someone did that, so you can like look it up on like Safari or something, right? But a lot of times when you're trying to define these things by trying to translate it, right, you're trying to give it a definition. It's one of the big problems and one of the big benefits of translation is that you automatically impose some sort of interpretation when you translate. Right. So if you translate harisha, what is that? How are you going to translate? You could translate it as plowing, right? Which I guess is pretty safe, right? But you could say you know, the act of tilling a field, of, you know, of digging in a field, right? Of making furrows in a field, right? Again, you can modify what we're talking about, and then we can move in different directions. So what we're going to see, if we look at the Rishonim, here we will move to the Makoros, right? The Mishnah, right, says, you know, Choresh is one of the Malachos, Tana, HaChoresh, VeHaChofer, VeHachoretz, Kula Malacha Achasim, right? So if you dig if you actually plow, or if you dig a hole, right? Or if you make a furrow, which is funny, because I guess I would consider a furrow to be like the classic act of Harisha. So I'm not really sure what Harisha would be if that's not, isn't that making a furrow, right? Like you have like the oxen and they're pulling the plow and it makes a furrow. But okay. Kula Malacha Achasim. I guess this Choretz is less of a furrow by plowing as much as like you just, I don't know, take a stick or something. Okay. Hachoretz, osa charitzin bekarka, melocha achasein. So Rashi's ino chayevel achas, dekulu lirpuye ara avidi. All of them are meant to soften up the ground. Okay. So the action involved, says Rashi, is the act of softening up the ground. So the benefits, let's say, of Rashi, what's Rashi saying, is giving us a very clear, I think, definition, right? What do you do when you plow? So I say plowing, okay. So I have this picture of the guy with the horse, with the oxen, right? And he's pulling the classic two-hand plow with the knife at the bottom, right? So Rashi's saying, what's the action that you're doing? Right? It's not like, you know, I don't know, holding a plow or whatever, or using a hoe to dig in the ground. It's, you're softening up the ground, right? And he's based on a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan has a Itmar HaMenachesh V'Mashkeh Mayim L'Zran B'Shabbos. Let's say you water your plants on Shabbos. Mishamayim Asrina Bey, right? What do we tell him he's going to be Chayiv for? Rabba Amar Misham Choresh. Rabbi Yosef Amar Misham Zorea. So Rabba, I would have thought Zorea, right? Because you're watering them, right? Rabba says, you're right, it'll cause them to grow. But also what you're doing is Choresh. You're also plowing, Kiviyachol. Why? Amar Rabba, Kavasi Didi Mistabra, Ma Darko Shel Choresh. What is the purpose of plowing? Lirpuye Ara, to soften up the ground, so, right? So the plants can spread roots. Hainami Marpuye Ara, this also is softening up the ground, right? By watering it, by wetting the ground, you're making it, right, soft and more viable for planting. Amar Rav Yosef, Kavatidi Mistabra, Madar Koshel Zorea, Litzmuche Peira. Point of, right, planting is to get plants to grow. So you're not making a new plant, you're not sowing new seeds, but you're causing the plants to grow. Hachanami Matzmach Peira. Okay? And Rashi again at the bottom, right, says like the Rpuye is Larachich, right, to make it soft. Okay. So one option, right, one sort of way to understand Harisha is that we're talking about softening the ground so that plants can grow. However, right, right, that's one sort of very a limited way of defining Harisha. On the other hand, though, we have certain Gemaras that seem to imply otherwise, right? And you know, what do we see? So the Mishnah says, right, Choresh Koshu, Hamenachesh Vahamakarsim Vahamizarid Koshu, Chayv. Hamelakit Itzim, if you collect sticks, Im Latakin Koshu, if it's to fix the Sadeh, right, to improve the ground, then you're Chayv, no matter how small, because the shear of Choresh is Koshu. Im Lahesek, if it's to burn those sticks, right? So if you're moving the sticks, to improve the field, then you're chayiv b'kolshu, because you're doing charisha. If you're taking them to burn them, then the shear is kedei levashel beitzakala, because that's the shear of havara, of burning. Hamalakid asavim, if you pick up weeds, imlatakin kolshu, imlabahima kimlo pigdi. If you're picking them for food, for fodder for your animals, so it goes based on kotzer. If you're doing it to improve the ground, again, it's the shear of charisha, right? So the Gemara, right, lamai chazi. Okay, that's less useful, important. All right, Hamenachesh Makarsim Vamizari, Tan Rabbanan, Tolish Olshin, Mizari Dizradin, Imla Chila Kigrogaris, Imla Behima Kimlo Piagdi, Imla Hesek Kide Levasho Beitzakala, Imla Yafos Zakarka Kolshin, Atakulu Loli Zakarka Ninu. Rabbi Yosef, Damir Travayu be'agam shanu. Right? The answer must be a case where it's like in a swamp, and therefore there's no psikresha, right? Afilu came up lav de agam, uchigon de lok mechavin. Aye, but it's psikresha. Answer is ara de chav, right? It's someone else's field, so it's psikresha de lo nichale, right? Fine. This is one of the proofs for psikresha de lo nichale of the aruch, you know, ayin sham. Right? What's the point though? How did this Gemara define? Define Harisha. It's annoying. It's like very tricky because you have very similar letters. Something that like really caught me in the beginning. Right? It's not lira puye. It's liyafos. It's not to soften the ground. It's to improve the karka, right? Liyafos is a karka. Right? We're defining, aren't all these cases where you're improving the ground, so aren't you being over bipsikresha no matter what on harisha, right? But how did we say it? So, because you're improving the ground, right? So one gemara, the gemara mod katan, defined it based on softening the ground. The other is improving the ground. Okay, improving the ground is a much broader definition, right? I mean, improving the ground, right, can be much, much broader. Improving the ground theoretically could have like a whole, right? You know, just like you a huge, huge, you know, sort of net of what that includes, right? I'll just give an example, right? If it's liafos es akarka, meaning you have a field or an area that has sticks or garbage thrown around, right? If you yank up all those sticks, then it's liafos es akarka. That's a problem, right? That's going to be aser. So, right? That sounds a lot broader than just softening the ground. Collecting sticks doesn't sound like it's something that softens the ground, right? There's a physical act of softening the ground here, and yet we're considering harisha, okay? Now, why could that be? So either you could say, because it's a maybe, in terms of the maisa, let's say the maisa of harisha is softening the ground, maybe the toeles is to prepare the ground for planting, and if it's liafos sakarka, then removing the sticks allows you to then go and plant, right? But it's that's already spreading your net a lot broader, right? Okay, Rashi doesn't help us so much that here. Okay, another Gemara, right? Amar Sheshes, Chayso lo gav shishes v'natla babayis chayv mishim boneh, v'asada chayv mishim choresh. Amarav v'chayso lo guma v'timna babayis chayv mishim boneh, v'asada mishim choresh. Okay, what does that sort of tell me? Why is that sort of interesting? According to Rashi, let's say, right, where the emphasis is going to be on softening the ground.
In this case, it's not softening the ground. This is, you're making ridges. Is that what you're making ridges?
You're smoothing out the ridges.
You're smoothing out the ridges inside your house. Oh, so you are softening the ground. Never mind.
Well, yeah, so unstuck, right. So Rashi points out, Mishum Choresh, Dimar Piara, right? There is softening of the ground going on because, right, when you put in soft new dirt in these ditches, so now you have soft dirt that theoretically you could plow. Right, but so on the one hand, Rashi can get out of it, right? But what are you pointing out? Like,
it's not liafod.
It's not larpuye, right? It's not just softening the ground, right? It sounds like you're chayv mishum choresh. You have these bumps, right, in the ground, and you're smoothing them out with other dirt. Right? You have a bump and you smooth it off. Then you're chayv mishum boneh if it's indoors, and outdoors, in a sadeh, it would be choresh. So Rashi puts in, and this is a gishmak, because it's Rashi that she seems to really think this is important, that it's somehow softening the ground, right? But in the pshat of the Gemara, what's it parallel to? It's parallel to boneh, right? What's boneh? Boneh is not about, right? If the same act is, depending where it is either boneh or it's choresh, what does it imply?
That location matters.
Right, and exactly. But if its location matters, then So you could still say within Rashi, right? Oh, you know, it's location matters because if Mar Piara only matters if it's also Ra'ui for Zriya, right? It's softening the ground in a manner which allows it to be more susceptible to planting. And if it's inside your house, then it's not more susceptible to planting. But on a fundamental level, on a more, in addition to that, right, the parallel, yeah, yeah.
You could say something along the lines of like, well, if it's bona, if it's similar to bona and bona is something kind of inherently constructive, then so to choresh would also be something sort of inherently constructive, which sounds more like liapot than just lerpuye. It sounds like you're doing something really the toelet.
Right. Exactly. Right. I mean, bona is about, oh, you're somehow taking right control of the earth, of the ground, of some sort of object and making it better. Right. You took rocks and you built them into a house. So you're taking a sadeh and you're improving it in some way. You're making it more useful, right? But that doesn't necessarily have to be softening the ground, right? It's about the toeles. It's about what you accomplish, right? And it sounds like the accomplishment doesn't necessarily have to be something that's even agricultural, right? Now, you could say, oh, it's still agricultural, right? But it definitely sounds like it's not kashur to the specific maisa being of softening the ground. Right? In your house, you're chayiv on bone if you soften the ground, right? No, right? That's not what you're trying to adrab on your house. The whole point is you want a solid, right, hard packed dirt floor, which you're filling up with dirt. So to say that it's, oh, but in the sada, suddenly it's rapuye ara is a little bit more difficult, right? So here it's clearly, it implies like more totsa and in particular a improvement, a building totsa. Right, that Harisha and Bona are parallel as opposed to saying that Zriya and Harisha are parallel, right? Again, in the Gemara, in Moed Katan, the parallel or the, you know, the sparring partner of Harisha is Zorea, right? Which is clearly agricultural. It's about getting things to grow. In Shabbos Ayin Gimel, the sparring partner of Harisha is Bona, right? So one says, oh, it's about getting things to grow. The other says, it's not about getting things to grow. It's about, right, taking certain sort of, you know, objects and making them better, right? And particularly, bone, generally, we assume has to be mechubar lekarka. It's like building actual structures, actual architectural structures. And therefore, to say that by this, okay, so in the sadeh, that's one type of construction, right? Agricultural construction, maybe, or let's say, you know, open area construction, and then there's, buildings construction. But they're both the types of construction. Okay, but Rashi emphasized, no, it's got to have some sort of softening of the ground involved.
I have a question. In terms of what Rav Sheshet said, he gave this example of a gavshush, I can't pronounce that. It's a pile.
Gavshushit. It's like a glump of earth.
Right, so that you would say is not refut. It's not softening. It doesn't sound like that to me. Is Rashi kind
right,
of...
Look at Rashi. Right, you're totally correct, right? That's why Rashi goes out of his way...
Oh, that's what he's saying it on. Awkward, okay.
Yeah, exactly. It is awkward. I mean, Rashi goes out of his way to tell you that. It's exactly what I think that's exactly what you were pointing out before. It's like, oh, it's not like a right softening. So Rashi says, oh, no, it really is, right? Now, I think what that shows us is just an important thing, right? When a Rishon goes out of their way to say something that doesn't really... you know, like fits so well or isn't totally intuitive, right? Rashi clearly is coming from Moed Katan and he's saying, look, Moed Katan told me that if it causes things to grow, it's Choresh. And Choresh is parallel to Zoreya and therefore it's about softening and it's softening the ground because that's what the Gemara Moed Katan said. Here, it sounds like it's parallel to Bone. It must be that, yeah, but there's still ripuye aria. They're still softening the ground, and it's making it more pliable for planting, right? But the fact that Rashi needs to go out of his way that way and say it, that means that Rashi really thinks that it's only ripuye aria, and it's not cases of just improving the ground. Want to say hi to everyone? That is my green screen, my blue screen. The computer is changing it into something else. Want to see?
Yes.
This is Nachshon wants to visit and say hi. Let's say hi to everyone. So one more makar is the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, L'chol davar shuhu lahana'as karka, chayv mishum choresh. Right? You're chayv for harisha for anything that is for the hana of the karka, anything that improves the ground, is harisha. Hachofer, hachoritz, hanoe, tamadayer, hamazavel, hamachabed, hamarabet, hamavateab, goshim, goshim, hamavre, becharashim, hamotzietz, or bechule, 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 right? All of these things. Bechul davar shehu lahana, it's karka chai mishim chor. I know. We saw them, and now you'll see them again at a different time. Okay. Now it's time to go to bed. Okay. Time difference makes it during his bedtime instead of after. Right. Sorry. Yushalmi. So right. Yushalmi basically just comes out very, very clearly and says, look, if it improves the ground, that's harisha, right? Which I think makes it very clear, as opposed to the Gemara and Moed Katan, that it's definitely a parallel to Bona. It's about, you have this, you have karka, you're improving the karka, amazing, right? That's what harisha is all about. So let's say it's only aesthetic, right? Just sort of, let's say your mash, it's purely aesthetic improvement on the karka. I don't know, let's say you're building a rock garden, okay? So there's no actual agricultural benefit. The plants, there are no plants, right? But you're improving the aesthetic appeal of the ground, and right, you're digging and doing all these sorts of things. Or even if not, right, you're purely just moving things around, you know, like big boulders and plus sticking them in the ground because you're building a rock garden. It would seem like the Shami would say that's chayv, right? Because it's fundamentally about bone or parallel to bone. It's about improving the ground and not necessarily about an agricultural process or a stage in the agricultural development of the ground. Okay? And right, Rashi clearly thought, no, like the Moed Katan, it's about the mice of softening the ground, right? If you look at some other Rishonim, right, let's say Rabino Hananel says, right, puts in this Gemara, Emas Hamayim right? He basically goes through all these different, you know, if you're soft, you level out the bumps and you get rid of rocks and all sorts of things like that. All those are going to be part of Choresh, because at the end of the day, right, you've improved the ground. Right? And the Rambam also says it, right? Choresh kol shu chayiv, menachesh bikar yilanos, also interesting is that he splits it into two. Right? He has ones that are where you're actually doing things with the actual ground, right? Where you're actually messing with the ground, and others which help soften the ground, but you're not actually doing some sort of action with the ground itself, right? Which is you soften the dirt around the roots. So, or you're poking the roots, so you're not actually doing anything to the ground, but at the end of the day, because you're mimetaking the ground, you're chayiv, and then if you do stuff with the actual ground, right, you're also chayiv. So for the Rambam, as opposed to Rashi, being miyafe the karka is choresh. Okay. So we have a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Right, Rashi says it's clearly ripui karka, it's softening the ground. It's the maisa of harisha, right? You take the plow and you soften the ground. The same is true for all the right attendant features of harisha. It's about softening the ground. As opposed to the Rambam and Rabbi Hanano, based on the Ushami and the Gemara and Shabbosai and Gimel, who say that it's about improving the ground. Okay, so let's say even something aesthetic would be chayv. Okay, says the Or Zarua, the lo mechayv mishum choresh ela bekarka haru'uy lizria. Okay, says right, you can only be chayv in choresh if it's karka haru'uy lizria. Right? Why? He's clearly coming off in the right. It's not a form of like binyan bekarka. It's not about sort of taking control and terraforming the land. Oh, that's a good way to think, right? What is Harisha? Is Harisha, the first step in the planting process, or are you terraforming, right? So according to the Rambam and Yerushalmi, it's terraforming, any form of terraforming. Doesn't necessarily have to be an agricultural reason why you're terraforming the ground. As long as you are terraforming, right? So terraforming is Harisha. Building is a house is boneh, but fundamentally they're parallel to each other. They're both engineering, right? So Harisha is just engineering, in green spaces. Right, which is parach tsunma bas zriyahu almad chol hecha de karka la bas zriyahu lo machayim mishum choresh. It's like on bedrock, and any time you're dealing with an area which is not plantable, then you're not going to be chayim mishum choresh, because harisha is dafka in cases where there's an agricultural benefit. Right, mikol makom la manu miyushalmi shekol davar shu lahanas karka. Right? So he says, what about the Yerushalmi? Right? The Rizur was bothered, basically. Right? He says, on the one hand, I have Gemaras that seem to say that it only works if it's softening the ground. On the other hand, I have Gemaras that can clearly say that it's not just softening the ground, it's anything that's terraforming the earth. What do I do? Right, so the Orzura says, I have a solution. Right, what's so important about softening the ground? It's because it's l'to'elas azria. Okay, it's about improving the ground for the future planting. So anything, right? The Yerushalmi told me anything that's hana'as hakarka. But what hana'as hakarka? Only hana'as hakarka for zria, for planting. Okay, so what comes out is that you have this interesting split between, on the one hand, you have the Rambam, who says any terraforming is chayv. On the other hand, you have, right, and that's all about the, right, Harisha is your terraforming, you're changing the earth to suit your needs. On the other hand, Rashi says, it's about softening the ground for planting, right? The Zerua says, like Rashi, it has to be agricultural, right? But not, he doesn't limit it to the Maisa, right? So the Zerua is actually saying it's about the Totsah of making the ground more ready for planting, but with the Maisa of, it's about the Totsa of improving it for planting, like Rashi says, but it's not limited to the Maisa of softening the ground, right? So if we can, I'll just draw that. Oh, wait a second, I can do that from share, right? Right, we have Zriya, and we have terraforming. Oops. Okay, we have the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chanan now. Over here we have, right, it has to be Maisa of Lirapuye, which is Rashi, right? It has to soften the ground. Harisha is the act of softening the ground, and here you're softening the ground, as opposed to the Totsa of preparing prep for Zriya. Right. So what you have, it actually comes out very, very nicely. right, where on the one hand, we have, right, is it a malacha of terraforming, right, parallel to boneh, or is it about prep for zriya, right? Pre-zriya, right, where it's it in the maisa of being merapid the ground, like Rashi, or it's about the totsah for zriya, of the totsah of it being prepared, which is what the Or Zeruah says, right? And the Or Zeruah is being pushed by the fact that, wait a second, on the one hand, the Gemara seems to think that it's larbuye, which definitely means it's got to be agricultural. On the other hand, we have all these cases in the Gemara where it's saying, oh, it's like parallel to Bona, and it includes all these things which don't actually soften the ground. Okay, so far, so good. Now, next. Okay, so the Meiri says, right, Achoresh be Machresha, Vachofer be Mar, or Besakin, Vosacharet be Kardom, or be Ezekli Kulan Malacha Achasin, the Toldas Charisha, Shakulam Baim, Lirapos es Haaretz, Leos Ruya Lizria. Okay, so far the Meiri is saying, like Rashi, right, it's got to be Litoeles Zria. And it also, it also needs to be, in addition to being Latoel Zria, it also actually has to soften the ground. Right? V'chein ha'din, betolish ha'savim, l'chavanas ripui karka, if you pull up weeds so that you could soften the ground, right? When you pull up the weeds, right, they pull up dirt with them, and it actually softens the ground. V'chein kol kayotze bo, right? It also has to be in a place which is meant for planting, right? Okay, right? So it's very much, the Miri is like definitely on Rashi's side. And it sounds like even, right, again, right? He's not willing to accept the Zeruah's extension to any case where you have the Hana for the Zriya. Right? It has to be something that Merosh is softening the ground. Okay, however, at the end, he throws in, right, v'choshuhu lahanas karka chayv mishum choresh, which is a little bit strange, right? Not really sure what to make of that, because it's sort of like, don't you have to, isn't that not really so compatible with what you're saying? That's just a little tzarchian on what exactly is the Miri saying. Is he saying, like, there's like a second in, they're like tzvei dinim in Choresh, or is he just saying like, no, he's just quoting the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, which really just means lahana of being softening the ground. So it's a little bit unclear, and then he brings in the Bona case, which sounds like, which sounds a lot like the Rambam, right? So it's a little bit unclear because he seems to be very strongly in Rashi's camp, and then he seems to sort of throw in this like, oh, and anything that's lahana is karka. So that's just like, maybe make this up the line just so it's like a little clearer. Actually, no, maybe I shouldn't do that. Anyway, that's just very strange to me. I'm not really sure how to explain that, although the beginning of the Miri sounds very strongly like Rashi. Okay. Just sort of someone who comes out very strongly, like what we were saying in Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam, is the Ran. Ha'isalok of Shushes. Nochilz besada chayim mishem choresh. Shahar beipamim adam choresh. Lots of people, times people plow. Sometimes people have no intent on planting, right? They're plowing the ground because they think that that improves the quality of the soil. They have no intent to plant right now, right? Hilkach, or maybe they're even just planning on selling it, right? But they think it, people will buy it if it's a better quality soil. Hilkach kol tikkun hasadeh chashe mishem choresh, right? So it's not just a pre-planting process. It's anything which is tikkun asadeh, right? Which is gishmak. He's saying even if you have no intent to plant, and even if it's not going to help you in the planting, right? The miuchas l'ran, which is the Talmud of the Ra, says it's still going to be considered a part of charisha. Okay.
Wait, I think there were some questions. I mean,
Sure. Yes, thank you. Gabriel,
isn't Rashi's just a subset of like the Or Zeruah?
No, because Rashi thinks that you need to have Rapuye Ara in order to be Chayiv.
But when the
Orzarua said, no, exactly. Right? It's, they're very similar, but according to the Orzarua, like, especially if you look at like the Lashon and the Meiri, just like to give you like someone in Rashi's camp, right? Kulam bayim lirapus es haaretz, lios ru'i lezria. They need to soften the ground, A, so that you can plant, B, right? Now, the Orzarua only needs B. He doesn't need A, right? For Rashi, he needs to soften the ground so that you can plant. For the Orzarua, it just needs to be an action, which is a pre-planting preparation. It doesn't actually have to be softening the ground. Right, let's go back up to the Orzarua here. Right, lo mechay b'chum choresh ela b'karka haru lezria. Right, but kol hecha de karka laba zria lo mechay b'shem choresh. But kol davar shuhu lahanas karka ubekach yoter tov lizara chay b'shem choresh. Right, as long as it's yoter tov lizara afterwards, as long as it improves the potential to plant your chayiv, even if it didn't make the ground any softer. As opposed to Rashi, who emphasized that even in the case where you're filling up holes, right, you're still only chayiv because it's marpiara, right? Because it ends up softening the ground, right? Which is just a huge, you know, a huge chiddush. It's like, what? Where did that come from? Okay. So here's the thing. Okay. Oh. The Gemara, though, yeah. Any other questions? Sorry, jumping ahead of myself. Yeah, Tila.
I'm just wondering, is it possible to read the Rambam as seeing like maybe as Dafka Tolada and not the Av, and then that would fit with the reading of the Meiri? Like Rambam does call it a Tolada, but can that make a chiluk with this theory, or do you think it's still like? Do you get my question?
Yes. I definitely think you could make, right, you could definitely say that the distinction, let's say, between the Av and the Tolda will be like the Av has like a specific, has the Maisa in it as well, while the Tolda only has the Totsa, right? So the Maisa of Rapuye Ara will be the Av of Harisha, and anything which has the Toles of, let's say, terraforming or of, you know, preparing the ground for planting would be the Tolda. Right, mm-hmm. Definitely possible. In the Meiri, I just have trouble saying that. You could, I don't. I have to be medaic in the Rambam to see what he thinks is avos and toldos. But yeah. The Rambam really just gives two sets of toldos, so I'm not sure if he thinks one's really an av and one's a tolda. Seems to sort of put them sort of in as like you have this group of terraforming ones and like softening the ground pre zria ones in sort of in parallel. But the Meiri definitely comes out very strongly in the beginning that there's only if it's pre-Zriya and only if it involves softening the ground. And then he just sort of throws in at the end, oh, hold up.
Okay.
Right? But he gave a very sharp definition in the beginning.
Another thing I was wondering is, I know it's come up a little bit throughout, but do you think maybe at the end, like when we're charting, we can talk about which people are talking more about like the Kavana or like the Maisa or like, I feel like there's a little bit that being sprinkled throughout that like I want a better understanding of if possible.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I also have a question. Yes. We're going with Rashi's idea then it means Rifue, softening the ground. When we read though in this one, Talmud Bavli Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel, where do we see that there's any talk about softening? I just want to understand. Because Rashi doesn't, does he say anything there? I don't remember.
Shabbos Gimel.
That's like the second one.
Yeah, Kulhu, right. Kulhu Liafos Sakarka.
Yeah, it says exactly Liafot, which I guess right. Is he saying that?
Yeah, only means, what's Rashi going to do there?
Oh, it only means, okay.
No, I mean, you could just say, oh, it's Liafos Karka, right? They make the, you know, in some ways, they make the Karka softer. Okay. So
it just seems like Liafot would be the term.
You're right. No, 100%. That's why I think
we're not going with that.
I think definitely Rashi is sort of picking sides. Rashi clearly is picking sides with, you know, the Gemara in Moed Katan and viewing the other Gemaras through it. Because right, the Lashon of Liafot definitely sounds like it's better proving without necessarily requiring any softening. Right. Rashi, I think, will is going to need to, you know, it's going to say, oh, well, there's some softening, or I don't know, maybe you could say, like, oh, if there's sticks on top of the ground, so if you move the sticks, right, sticks are hard, and, like, now the ground is softer, right, or because they're, you know, it's easier for the Zerayin, it's as if you soften the ground because you took off the hard stuff on top, like the crust, I don't know. You made the bread softer by removing the crust. And like, I don't know. It could be. Or it could be Rashi is going to say, no. You, the sticks are actually in the ground. And when you pull them out, you're like softening, literally softening the ground. Definitely, it's a good kasha, exactly how Rashi's going to explain that. Because Rashi, this one definitely sounds, you know, another way.
Another question that's just more of a curiosity thing. In the Yerushalmi, here it is. It gave all these funny examples. That came to Choresh, like the last one, making grape cookies. Like, what is that talking about?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Making cookies for your grapevines.
It's for the grapevine.
So what you do is you make like a mound of dirt around the grapevine. And what happens is that I guess it's better for the roots, but really it catches the water. So you can pour like water into that sort of like dirt, like cup, and then the water stays in there. And then your grapevines can, you know, grow nicer.
The way that I was reading it is like, oh yeah, you could like do anything, and it's really choresh if you're like somehow touching the ground. I thought he literally meant like you're making cookies.
Making cookies, that'd be great. Okay, cool. You make cookies in your vineyard, that's also choresha.
Exactly. That's what I thought he was saying.
Look, you know, right. Well, the Yerushalmi, right? It's very look. Cookies. Every piece of ground is better with cookies, right? Can't go wrong with that. Everyone loves cookies. Okay, fine. So the next question I think that we want to know is, okay, right? So far, especially if we take this approach that there's, that terraforming is a form of charisha, right? And that if it's inside, babayis, X action is bona, and out of the house, it's considered choresh, then, you know, where do we really draw the line between the two, right? What makes something bona and something charisha? It's just because you happen to be outside, right? So I think for Rashi, we had a relatively easier understanding, right? Rashi was relatively straightforward because Rashi, we can just say, according to Rashi, if it's, and the Orzerua, right? If it's in the Sadeh, if it's in a place where you plant, right? And it softens the ground, it's going to be Charisha, right? If it's inside your house and it's improving your house, then it's going to be bone, right? So that's relatively easy. If it's, let's say, here's the question though, right? What about if it's outside, according to Rashi, it's in your Sadeh, but it's a place that's not Roy Lezria, right? Or let's say it's a place that's Roy Lezria, but it's not actually softening the ground. So according to Rashi, it sounds like that would be pater, right? It's not going to be charisha because it's not softening the ground. It's not going to be bone because it's not in a house, right?
But so idea of softening the ground is very broad because he also saw that other Gemara that he pointed out as considered softening.
Right. Well, it could be Rashi, right. But even so, first of all, it could be that the Rashi would say, actually, the maskana will paskin that those are, let's say, part of bonet or part of zorea.
Oh, really?
Right. Rashi doesn't necessarily. Right. I mean, Rashi could think that there's a machlokas between the gemaras. But you're right. There is a broad definition. But again, as long as if you're not, let's say, you're not doing it for the purpose of planting. So according to Rashi, it's not going to be choresh. And if it's not part of your house, so then maybe it's not going to be bonet either. Right. So let's say you're building a rock garden. According to Rashi, potentially that's just not choresh and it's not bonet. Right? right? That's one sort of extreme. According to the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, right, it's right, building a rock garden, of course, is definitely going to be Harisha. Right, exactly. Making vine, you know, grape, making grape cookies is Harisha. Right, any form of terraforming is going to be part of Harisha. According to the Rambam, then the question is basically, well, when does it become bone? Right, but it basically sounds like it's, you know, it's got to be one or the other. Right, it really just depends. If it's, you know, a vertical structure, meaning this part of the screen behind me is Harisha, and this part of the screen, right, once you're in the building, who shall remain unnamed. Then, you know, then it's going to be bone. And that's basically the only difference, right? It just depends where you are, right? Okay. So let's see that. Let's see if it's really, really true, right? So we said, Rashi points out, by bone v'choresh, so when is it going to be babayis, shayach binyan, because you're in a house, shemiskavim hashos karki yiso, and in the sadeh, it's dimar piara, right? In the side that you mean to, you're softening the ground. Rabbeinu Chananel, right, like the Rambam, right. Koshi liyafos akarka basade chay mishim choresh. The choshehin babayis lahashvos chay mishim bone. Just depends where you are, right. For Rashi, it depends, right, whether the purpose is for zriya or not. If it's for zriya, then it's chayiv. If it's not for zriya, then it's going to be If it's for zriya, then it's going to be choresh. If it's in your house, then it's going to be bone. And if it's neither, then it's going to, seems like it's potter. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, you're always chayiv because you're either terraforming or building. The only difference between terraforming and building, right, is where the engineer is standing. Does the engineer have, let's say, have a white hard hat or like a green hard hat, right? Does he work for, you know, the parks department, or does he work for the, you know, for the Department of Buildings, right? Pnei Yoshua says, you're only chayiv on choresh if it's l'to'eles zriya, and in a place which is ra'i for zriya. But if you're choresh in a makom she'ino ra'i l'zriya, kegom b'tzonma, right, on bedrock, or choresh shalo l'tzorach zriya, el l'ashviya gumos, ino chayiv v'shem choresh, el v'shem boneh, k'demrina b'samach. So the Pnei Yoshua sort of adds in like a little twist. He thinks, like Rashi, right, that it has to be Roy Lizria in order to be considered Choresh, but he thinks that basically that it's automatically one of the two. If it's a place where it's Roy Lizria, then it's Choresh, and if it's not for agricultural purposes, then it's automatically going to be Bone, right? So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, it depends where you're standing, right? According to the Pnei Yoshua, right, it's not about where you're standing, it's about why you're doing it, right? If you're doing it for agricultural reasons, it's choresh. If you're doing it for, for let's say industrial, for building reasons, then it's bone. But it's entirely dependent on why, right? But there's never a case where you're not doing one or the other. According to Rashi, right, basically he holds the law of the excluded middle. Right? There's no third option. It's either one or the other. Right? According to Rashi, there's a third option, which is if you're doing it basadeh, not for zriya, then you're going to be pater. So a rock garden, according to Pnei Yoshua, is clearly bone. Right? According to the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, a rock garden is clearly choresh. And according to Rashi, a rock garden seems like it should be pater. Right? So what happens here is that basically we have two interplaying variables, okay? On the one hand, we have the question of, is it a din in agriculture or is it a din in engineering, right? The second question is it a din in the Maisa, right? Or is it a din in the Totsa and the Toeles, okay? And those don't necessarily go together. On the first glance, I would have connected those. I'd say, if you think it's about agriculture, then it's about the mice of softening the ground. And if it's about improving the ground, I would say it's about, right, the toeles. Right? Why do you soften the ground? For agricultural reasons, that, right, that improves the ground some way. Right? That's not really true. Right? On the one hand, I can do something for agricultural reasons, and then it's doing it for agricultural reasons. That's right. That's the nature of the malacha, it's an agricultural malacha. right? Is you us? Is it us or because you're creating growth or you're about to create growth and you're involved in agriculture on Shabbos? Or is it because you're taking control and terraforming your environment, right? Those are two sort of separate reasons to make something a malacha. So for Rashi and the Or Zeruah, right, it's a din in agriculture, right, not in engineering, as opposed to the Rambam Rabbeinu Hanan, it's clearly and Rav Duran, it's a din in engineering, right? But in terms of Maisa and Totsah, right, the Rashi thinks it's a din in the Maisa, while the Or Zeruah actually thinks it's a din in the Totsah, right? For the Rashi, it's about softening the ground. If you didn't do the act of softening the ground, then it doesn't. You're not going to be chayiv. According to the Or Zeruah, it's about the fact that you prepared the ground for agricultural, right, for planting. Whether or not, it doesn't really matter exactly how you did that. Okay, and now one of the interesting end results. Yeah,
Rashi also is coming from agricultural perspective, so that seems like it might have been, like that's automatically totsah.
No, that's no, exactly that's right. That's exactly the point. That's right. I mean, that's exactly how you would have, meaning on the sort of the first place, you would have, might have come to it and connected between the Maisa and Totsah and agriculture versus engineering. But right. What comes out is that it's not true. Right.
Right.
Because they're not necessarily interdependent, right? You could the Or Zeruah thinks it's a din in the Totsah. It's about having accomplished a certain improvement in the agricultural prospectus of your karka. And that being said, right, but it's about the result, even though it's agricultural, right? While Rashi thinks it's all about the action of softening the ground. Now that action also has to be is an agricultural action, right? So if there's no, probably Rashi would say, if you do it in a place where there's no meaning to softening the ground because it's not an agricultural plot of land, then you'd be pater, right? But what this leads to is an interesting point where basically according, let's say, what about Boneh versus and Choresh, right? What the Gemara says, if it's like in the house, then it's Boneh, and if it's out, then it's going to be Choresh. So according to Rashi, right, there's this whole middle ground of things which are neither, right? Because it's not an agricultural area and it's not inside your house, so it's just nothing, right? If it's not part for the purpose of, it's not act of building your house because it's not in your house, then it's not boneh. And if it's not the act of softening the ground, then it's not harisha because it's not agricultural, right? So you have this whole middle area. Well, according to Rabbeinu Hanan and the Rambam, it's all about terraforming. It's all about engineering. The only question is whether you're terraforming or you're sort of building a regular building. So then it just depends where you're doing it, right? According to the Pnei Yeshua, I think his perspective is about the toalas, it's about the end game. Because if it's somewhere where there's a agricultural toalas, then at the end of the day, which can read the line, right? If it's in a place which is royal Israel and it accomplishes that goal, so then it's going to be choresh. If it's not, then you're going to be chayiv because of boneh, because, okay, right, it didn't accomplish an agricultural ends. So they must have accomplished some sort of construction, and you want to change the ground to be more useful to you as a person, right? But he basically sees all of them as being totsah oriented, and the discussion of which are the two totsahs, right? But say Rashi might argue that boneh requires, if both boneh and soreah are din of the maisa, right? So the maisa, you can have, this maisa is only done in the house, this maisa is only done in the field, right? And if it doesn't meet either of these criteria, then it's neither.
Wait, in terms of the, right. Sorry, back with the Pnei Yehoshua, where do you see that he's only totsah oriented? Just reading
I'm it. Speculating.
Oh, okay. Shaina reads that.
I'm just speculating that he's totsah oriented. Lo chayim shem choresh ela lizria, ubimakum sheroy lizria. It has to be like the Or Zeruah, he's right, the same lashon that it has to be for Zriah, right? It has to be Lizriah. You have to be doing it for the purpose of planting things and a place where you can plant, right? He doesn't emphasize the Rapui Ara, although that's not necessarily his job in this particular Gemara, but his emphasis is on that it's only Choresh if it's in a place and in a context where you plant a plant. Right? If you were to do the same action, but in a place or in a context or for a purpose that wasn't for Zriya, then you'd only be high, then you'd be high because of bone. Right? What that sounds like to me is that the Toeles is what defines things by Zore, by Harisha. And if there's no Zriya, then there's no Harisha. But in terms of, but then automatically, basically, every other Toeles is going to be the Toeles of Bone. Right? You're trying to accomplish something by assuming that it's Malacha Tzricha Legufa. You're trying to accomplish something. You're trying to change, right? Let's say the ground or some sort of object, right? And make it into something bigger or more useful. And that's already Bone. Right? So the Pnei Yeshua, though he's similar, let's say, to Rashi, Rashi is emphasizing very much the tsura of the Maisa, and because Rashi is into how you're doing it, so you can have this area where you're not in the how doesn't fit, and then it's just the rock garden is fine. According to the Pnei Yeshua, of course, the rock garden is going to be Bone, because it's all about the Toeles that you're doing it for. And you have to be, if you're doing it for a Toeles, it's either the Toeles of Zorea or the Toeles of Bone. If it's a question of the Tsuras Hamaisa, it's not necessarily one or the other. It could be neither, right? So just to say, to put it all together on a chart, okay, just do a little chart. Let's clear. All right, so we have Maisa and Toeles. On the one hand, we have the Maisa side of things, where Rashi comes out very strongly. Rashi says, oh, it's all about the Maisa, right? It's all about softening the ground. Right, while right, but it's agricultural. So let's make this right agricultural. Right. On the other hand, there is Zerua, right? It was very clear that it's about the Totsah, right? Anything that helps you pre-planting, right? And because of that, it's basically anything that helps you pre-planting, let's say pre-planting prep, right? But again, right, based on that, we sort of said, though, Pnei Yehoshua also seems to go in that direction, and he'll say, oh, right, Pnei Yehoshua says, therefore, it's either going to be, if it's pre-planting prep, then it's Choresh, and if it's not pre-planting prep, because it's not helpful, if it's not helpful for that, then whatever other reason you're doing it, it's got to be Bone, right? So it's one or the other automatically, right? Just if it's Latoela Zorea, then it's also, then it's going to be Choresh instead of Bone, okay? So therefore, it's going to be either, right, Bone or Choresh, no middle. Right, while Rashi says it's about the Maisa, and therefore, right, Bone inside, right, Choresh is softening, right? Outside, if it's not softening the ground, then it's outside, right? If it's just, you know, then it's butter, right?
Oh,
yes.
No. I just
you have a third option where it just simply doesn't fit into either of those categories. Pardon?
Oh, where again do we see that Rashi's coming from agricultural perspective? He just talks about softening the ground, but does he necessarily?
Right, but it's always Rashi always says it's a repuy area, right? So that you right. could then plant.
Right.
Oh, he What's the point of right softening the ground is what?
But maybe,
I don't know if he cares if you actually do plant. Rashi might even think that if you do it in a place, if you do it and not for planting, but you're right. softening the ground, then we might still say that it's the Misa. You're correct. But right. the Misa is the agricultural Misa of softening the ground.
Oh, okay. But in a scenario on this chart is not saying that Rashi would say it's okay for me to soften the ground if it wasn't for agricultural reasons.
Right. If it was, I don't know that. I mean, the Me'iri says, like, right. Rashi was came very strong, said that explicitly, right? Let's put an and Me'iri, right? The Me'iri definitely said that explicitly. The Or Zeruah definitely understood Rashi that way. You're right, though. Rashi never explicitly says that the Misa of softening the ground with for a different Toeles would be Pata, right?
Right.
The other side of this whole chart, right, but opposed to the Me'iri is that it's about terraforming, right? It's an engineering question, or terraforming, right? Terraforming. And then within the question, right? And then terraforming. So, right, just the question of bone versus choresh is just a question of location, right? Is the engineer standing outside or is he standing inside, right? It's all engineering, right? So you... It just depends where the engineer is standing for us to say whether or not you're, you know, bone and choresh is just a question of where you're doing the engineering. On what object are you acting when you do the engineering, right? So, you know, terraforming is done outside and building is done inside. But at the end of the day, it's all really, really the same. So once again, right, this was... right, again, oh, but interesting point, though they don't come out clearly on the question of Maisa and Totsa, right? They don't have to relate to it. Either the Rambam and Rabbi Yochanan will never really tell you whether they think it's a din in the Maisa or in the Totsa. Pashas is a din in the Totsa, right? Because it's kol hanas karka.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be, right?
Well, would the way they see Bona shed light on how they would see this? They see Bona like, if it's in the house, then it's Bona. But
right. So, yeah, but again, you can always say like, oh, well, it's an outside, but you're doing it for whatever toeles. Maybe that makes it more mice-oriented, right? I mean, Pashas, it's a Totsa thing, right? It's Hanas Karka. On the other hand, right, let's say Rambam.
It feels so action-y, though.
Rabbeinu Hanano, right. And run, but again, right, but the Bona versus the Choresh, it's not so clear. Right, the Bona versus Choresh is just a question of where you're doing it, right? Right, it's only a question of Choresh is right outside and Bona is inside. Right, and that's really just the only difference because they're both engineering, right? Right. Both are engineering. Right, just a question of location.
This chart okay. is awesome.
Right, so you see, right, and then basically we see is that you have these, you know, you have this whole sort of spread of shitos, right, where on the one hand, you would have sort of assumed that, you know, that, okay, right, Maisa and Totsa is going to align with, is it agricultural, is it engineering, right, is it about terraforming? But no, right? One question is it terraforming? Is it not terraforming, right? But agricultural. And the second question is just, is it, right? And in every single malacha, we're going to see this again and again and again, which is one of the reasons we're actually going to move a little bit quickly in the malachos, is this question, is the Maisa what defines the malacha or is the Totsa what ends up defining the malacha? One second. Just need to put that up behind me just to be Yotzei Dechova. Let's see if that works. Oh, very good. Amazing. Okay. I knew that had to happen. Okay. Can you see the chart now? It's very chashiv. This is like the most important part, right? So we have, right, the agricultural, right, Maisa, let's say it's Rashi. It's about softening the ground. Tosa or Zerua, which is about making it prepared and better for planting, right? And on the other hand, we have the Shita of the Rambam, Rabbi Hanano, the Ran, the Yerushalmi, that it's about Tosah, it's about improving the ground. It's about terraforming. So if you build a rock garden, that's terraforming, right? If you change the ground to suit your Tosah, it's not an agricultural malacha, right? Putting a seed in water isn't engineering, right? Plowing the gland, right? According to the Rambam, Rabbi Hanano, is engineering. According to Rashi, it's also, it's about planting, it's about creating that growth. Okay, Yisher Koach. Any more questions?